The city of Springfield, Massachusetts, which experienced 5 presidentially declared disasters in a 2-year span, including a tornado and 2 blizzards, is getting federal funds to help with recovery and to prepare for future disasters. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has awarded Springfield $17 million to help fund a variety of projects and programs, including restoring affordable housing damaged by the 2011 tornado, create an innovation and job training center for low-income neighborhoods, and build a power plant so the region's biggest hospital could function for an extended period if a disaster knocks out the electric grid. Christine Foy, acting HUD Regional Administrator, announced the grant award at Springfield City Hall Friday. Springfield is one of just 13 recipients in a nationwide competition for a total of $1 billion.
And the funding is being awarded under the National Disaster Resiliency Competition, which was one of the toughest competitions in HUD's history.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the grant award is tribute to the resiliency the city demonstrated in responding to the multiple disasters and the success of the citywide recovery plan that began to take shape just weeks after the June 1st, 2011 tornado.
We were able to involve well over 3,000 residents in probably the biggest master plan citizen involvement in the city's history. So now you see that coming to fruition.
The city will use the HUD funds for multiple projects and programs in the areas of clean, redundant energy, affordable housing restoration, business and job development, and citizen participation in water quality and water conservation activities.
These are categories that HUD thought we stood out compared to any of the other areas in the country on.
Additional money from public and private sources will be needed to pay for all the projects and programs, according to Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy.
We have contributions that will be given from our partners. That was part of the idea of the competition. When HUD looked at it, they looked at the nature of the projects, but they also looked at what was going to be levered by their money.
Kennedy said Bay State Health and Mass Mutual, the city's 2 biggest private employers, have committed funds for some of the projects. A complete list of all the projects and a breakdown of the funding for each was not available Friday. One project proposed in the HUD grant application calls for a combined heat and power plant at Bay State Medical Center that would provide non-grid energy to the hospital. There are also plans to restore an old hydropower generator that would supply electricity to an elementary school that could then be used as an emergency shelter. Congressman Richard Neal, who helped secure tens of millions of dollars in disaster recovery money for Springfield, said the latest funding award is exciting news.
Another reminder for all of us that there is opportunity in crisis.
Funds for the HUD grant awards came from the Disaster Relief Appropriations Act of 2013, which was passed by Congress in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.